Tēnē tūwa samudā nē, tāni simjē jāmbru jīyā lā, tā cīndī pēmē cīmbē simjē tāmjē sībās jīnā kuruwā rī, jīwā sākā kuruwā lē tāwā, rāngdūn tū kuruwā lē tāwā tā, tāng, tēnē mīndrīp tā shītīp jē, jīwā rī, tāng cīndī pēmē cīmbē simjē tāmjē, Siva, Sishija, Siva, and Shivasana, Ramdan to Kora Lakra, Shitida. Then you look at Shitibni, Jishita, Kondo Kyoto, Tindu, Tigale, Travas Kundu, Tele Trave, Japi, Nivati, Punjoli, Tene Punjoli, Ning Taban, and Jasu Kabu, Duk Savajigi, Ni Jambu, Jibu, Jambu, Jibulis. That is only.
Then what is the type of refuge of this being of greatest capacity? He then has two causes also for his type of refuge. He realizes that all beings, himself and others, have four faults. These four faults are cyclic existence, that they're reborn powerlessly in cyclic existence. That even if they do seek Dharma, they seek a Dharma that will give themselves only a kind of peaceful bliss, not a kind of Dharma which will allow them to help other sentient beings. This is one of their faults, that even if they do seek a Dharma, they'll seek one that leads only to a blissful peace. And the third fault is that they have, all sentient beings, myself and others, have the obstructions of the afflictions, which are the afflictions of desire, hatred, and ignorance. And all sentient beings, myself and others, have obstructions which prevent them from being omniscient. Then he fears these four faults in all sentient beings, himself and others. And he realizes that the three jewels, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, have the power of protecting all sentient beings from these three faults. And then he takes refuge.